All right, Kirkwood, if you'd be so kind to get your pew Bibles out to John, the 20th chapter. We continue our journey through Eastertide. This is an appearance of Jesus to his disciples. And I'm going to read verses 19 through 23. Page 115. In your pew Bibles. The Word of God. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." Will you join me in prayer as we continue our Easter journey? Gracious Lord, thank you that you give us new life in Christ Jesus. And thank you for those very challenging words of our Lord and Savior to those first disciples and to us today in 21st century. Gracious Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be applicable and be true to the words of your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This is a very scary text, although that's kind of strange language to use about the good news of Easter evening. But listen, listen. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." We continue our journey in Easter, hearing the risen Lord in John's gospel commission his disciples with a mission to proclaim forgiveness or to not. The Holy Spirit empowers us to be sent. I know it's tough with my Richmond accent. Sent. S-E-N-T, people. People sent by Jesus to be in the place of Jesus. Look at John chapter 3, verse 16. We all know this verse. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life." Frederick Bruner, a commentator I just cannot read enough of. He's also a scholar at Fuller Seminary in California. He writes that verse this way. "God so loved the world that he sent Christians, Mary and Jane Doe, say your own name, out into the world, so that every single individual who is simply trusting them and the one they represent will not be destroyed, but have deep, lasting life." Kirkwood, here is what I'm trying to say. We are the body of Christ, extensions of his incarnation. We are Christ bearers. We are Christians. We are little Christ. The New Testament is filled with the images of receive us, receive Christ. Don't throw your hymnal. Wait a second. Check these out. Matthew chapter 10, verse 40. Words of our Lord. Whoever welcomes you welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Matthew chapter 18, verse 5. Whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me. Luke 10, verse 16. Whoever listens to you listens to me, and whoever rejects you rejects me, and whoever rejects me rejects the one who sent me. John chapter 12, verses 44 and 45. Then Jesus cried aloud, whoever believes in me believes not in me, but in him who sent me. And whoever sees me sees him who sent me. The Reformed Presbyterian tradition has a word, a phrase, for what's going on here in the Gospel of John. It's called the priesthood of all believers. You and I who follow Jesus can proclaim forgiveness, or we can withhold it. We can tell others about Jesus' love and mercy, or we can observe those who refuse to be penitent and who will not have their sins forgiven. Ooh. I ask you to giggle a little bit now and listen to this sentence from Frederick Bruner. He's a smart dude, and he's got to write like this because of the way John writes. Only John. But here's good old Frederick. The special mission of the church is to give Jesus to others in such a way that they may believe that he really is risen and Lord. And with that simple trust that they can receive with and in Jesus the free forgiveness of sins, the free gift of the Holy Spirit, and the free privilege of passing Jesus and his forgiveness on to others. Whew. What a sentence. But again, Bruner has to write like that because of the way John writes. Today's lesson, as we go through the season of Easter, is a wake-up call to each one of us to be little Christ to one another. There is no way you and I can be disciples of Jesus Christ and not tell others about the good news in Christ Jesus. Let me go at it the negative way before we get to it to the positive way. We do the good Lord a disservice when we fail to tell others that they should stop doing wrong and instead start living for God. That is, if one of your friends is sunk deep into some kind of destructive behavior, it is up to you and me, the little Christ, to call our friends out and to call them to Jesus. What am I talking about? If your best friend is committing adultery with someone. If you and I don't go to our friend and say, you have got to stop what you are doing, or you're going to be destroyed by what you are doing, then we are retaining. I don't know what a better way to say it than how Jesus said it. We're retaining their sin. We're not offering Jesus so that someone can receive Jesus and be forgiven. If you know of a parent who is abusing their child, and you don't go to that parent and say, if you don't stop that behavior, it is going to eat you up, then we are doing a disservice to the good Lord who has asked us to be little Christ. I know that may offend some of us. I don't like you saying I'm a little Christ. Well, what did Jesus say? As the Heavenly Father has sent me, so I'm sending you. You, Susie. You, Wendy. You, Barbara. You, Darn Nelson. You big, tall dude. Isn't it scary? But it's biblical. Janie, the Lord is sending us to minister to someone. I know it sounds offensive. We're a little Christ. But you're a little Christ to someone, Dick knows. We all are. Just fill in your name. We are Christ to someone. And someone may be looking to you and me, Sonny, to give them a word of forgiveness, a word of hope. And what we don't want to do is stand back and say, you ain't getting no Jesus Christ in your life. I'm keeping my mouth shut. Let us pray. Gracious Lord, help us as your Son's disciples reach out and give you a way to those around us who so desperately need to hear good news, the good news of your forgiveness, of your love. Lord, help us be, I know it makes us feel uncomfortable saying this, help us be Christ-like to those around us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.